Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The cast of the Pella Christian 8th grade theater production Merlin's Fire joins us on today's program to talk about their two shows coming up this Friday and Saturday in the Pella Christian High School Vermeer Auditorium. Well, we're here with Mrs. Osterheert's 8th grade class coming up Merlin's Fire November 9th and 10th at the Vermeer Auditorium. First of all, I'll have everybody go around, introduce themselves, and tell us a little bit about your role in the show.
I'm Toby Vandermolen, and I'm playing Hank Morgan, and he's just kind of a high school kid that gets tangled in Camelot with, like, dark forces.
Okay, I'm Corbin Westerkamp, and I'm playing King Arthur, and he's been away from Camelot, and he's trying to find his way back to restore his kingdom.
My name is Peyton Ritzert, and I'm playing Sir Galahad, and he is a knight in the play.
I'm Avery Verhoop, and I'm playing Lady Rose of Camelot. She's one of the ladies of Camelot, and she greatly admires Hank, and she's figuring out all the new modern-day inventions, and is very interested in that.
I'm Kara Veenstra, and I'm playing the Lady of the Lake, and so I'm kind of like a spirit, and so I'm in some of the scenes in the Forest Perilous.
Hurry, monster. Do not keep Her Majesty waiting.
Take it easy, will you? It's been a long day already.
A monster that is transformed into human likeness? The danger may be greater than I thought!
What strange garments it wears!
I've had some crazy dreams before, but this one, wow.
What manner of speech is this?
Hi, Merlin.
You know me?
Everyone knows Merlin from King Arthur's court. You're the only one wearing a fancy cloak, so you must be Merlin.
Very good. And for our listeners who aren't familiar with this show, give us a little bit of background. What's kind of the overarching plot theme or kind of the overarching 10,000-foot view of the show?
Well, Arthur's half-sister, Morgan Le Fay, is trying to just take over Camelot, and a lot of us are here to save it.
What are some of the things you've been learning about the stage or about kind of the writing with a show like this that's based in a time that's so long ago?
So it's been kind of cool looking at costumes because we get to see from like all different costumes from back then. And it's important to be in character for this play because it's not something we're like super used to in this day and age.
Some of the scripting, like the words that we use to describe, are a little bit back then, but that's because it's like medieval day and age. It's King Arthur and the Round Table and Camelot and stuff like that.
So beyond the play itself, what are the things you've been learning about theater so far in class?
Well, I learned that facial expressions say a lot. And you always have to be facing the audience. You can't have your back because that kind of ruins a scene.
And I've learned a lot about how you have to act when you're in theater and that you don't have to be yourself. You have to be, actually. You have to be the person you're playing, and it's a safe place to do that. So that's been really interesting.
How many of you think that maybe you'll try theater out in high school or beyond that? And for those of you that are, what do you hope to take from this show to maybe, you know, make yourself ready for that, so to speak? Because I know the high school has some pretty big productions too.
I think I definitely would do it in high school. And I kind of see this as like a stepping stone, push me forward, get ready for high school to get me introduced to kind of the theater background.
Theater is just a lot of fun, and it's a great way to hang out with friends, and so I think I'd definitely do this in the future, and it helps when you have great teachers, and it's just a lot of fun.
And now, for the folks who are going to come out in terms of the show itself, what are some of your favorite parts, or in terms of things that you've really enjoyed about being on the stage with this, what are some of the things that audiences you think are really going to enjoy, that you enjoy acting out or being a part of?
I have to go back in time. So all these people in this medieval kingdom don't recognize me because I'm wearing such weird clothing. And so then there's a lot of scenes where I have to explain a lot, and they're just all so confused.
Yeah, we're very, like, as our characters in Camelot, we're very confused. We think he's a monster that's sent by Morgan Le Fay, and we think he's going to try to take Camelot from Arthur, and we, like, we're really scared of him, but then we figure out that, you know, he's here to help us, you know, he didn't want to come back.
There's a lot of humor in the play, and the humor mixes with the plot of the play to make it a really fun experience for everybody.
Well, I like a lot of it, but it's really fun to watch and to do, because there's so much going on in the play and there's lots of different things happening because there's humor and there's just a lot of different things happening. So it's something that everybody likes.
Well, what's interesting about the story is you're mixing modern culture with the days of Camelot. So it's King Arthur, but it's also the story of what it would be like for a modern high school student to get stuck in what would be a completely foreign experience. So, and there's also the big idea, which is taken from C.S. Lewis, that all find what they truly seek. And also, Hank is sort of a Christ figure in the play. He has to be willing to lay himself down for a kingdom that's not even his. So there's the humor is there, but there's a much bigger idea going on behind that, which is why it's worth putting on and spending this much time working on.
Who are you?
I'm the Lady of the Lake. You have always known that I existed. Why are you troubled?
I don't want to be king. I don't want to be like them.
Like?
My father and Morgan Le Fay. They all used people, toyed with them as if they were pawns in a chess game. My father would do whatever he had to do to win. Glorious in battle, but a traitor to his soul. If that's what it means to be king, then I don't want that title.
Who do you want to be, Arthur?
No one has ever asked me that. I didn't know I had a choice.
Once again, that was the cast of Mrs. Osterheert's 8th grade class at Pella Christian Grade School discussing their upcoming performance of Merlin's Fire this Friday and Saturday in the Pella Christian High School Vermeer Auditorium. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.